Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
One year ago this weekend, the streets of Tehran erupted in protests over a disputed election. The government, the military, struck back with force. But hopes of a generational shift in power in the Islamic Republic stayed alive.
People need to express that I've been holding this back for so many years. The genie is out of the bottle. I mean, you can't put it back.
1 year later, the genie is still waiting. Sanctions are tightened. The U.S.-Iran relationship is testy as ever. What about the new Iran? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 11th. I'm Lynn Scherr, and this morning with Todd Zwillick, both John and Celeste are out. Hi, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Lynn. Happy Friday. Let's check in on some of the top news stories this morning. With each new look, the oil spill keeps getting worse. Government scientists have doubled their estimate of how much oil has been gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. It's now believed 840,000 to 1.5 million gallons are spilling every day into the water. That means there's roughly one Exxon Valdez disaster every week, nearly two Olympic-sized swimming pools of oil every single day. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says several methods were used to come up with the new number.
They actually took very sensitive acoustic devices down there and actually tried to get a cross-section of the volume using a sonar-like apparatus.
And for the first time now, oil has been found in Florida's inland waterways. The Army, meanwhile, is replacing the top two civilians in charge of running Arlington National Cemetery. Secretary of the Army John McHugh explains why.
211 graves were there were issues of misidentification or improper record keeping.
McHugh says there were grave sites not recorded on cemetery maps, and at least four burial urns had been dumped in an area where excess grave dirt is kept.
A 16-year-old Southern California girl who was feared lost at sea while sailing solo around the world has been found alive and well. A plane spotted Abby Sunderland's boat adrift in the Indian Ocean about halfway between Australia and Africa. They made radio contact with her and rescue boats are headed her way. New census estimates show minorities now make up about 35% of the U.S. population. That is a 5% increase in the last 10 years. And this weekend marks the one-year anniversary of Iran's disputed elections that touched off a wave of protests. Joining us now is Stephen Kinzer, author of Reset, Iran, Turkey, and America's Future. Good morning to you, Stephen. 1 year later, what were the real results of the Iranian protests?
I was just in Iran last month, and I spent a couple of weeks traveling around the country, and I asked people that very question, so what happened to all those protests? And I got the same answer over and over. It was essentially this. We tried something. It didn't work. They beat us and they put us in jail. If we try it again, they'll beat us more and put us in jail again. We don't want that. So we're going to go on with our lives. We will ultimately get the change we want, but it's not going to happen right away or anytime soon.
All right, Stephen Kinzer, stay with us. We're going to talk a lot more about this in just a moment.
All right, Lynn, are you ready? That's my vuvuzela. That's my vuvuzela. The World Cup kicks off today in South Africa. Nearly 2 billion people around the world are expected to tune into the opening match between South Africa and Mexico. The U.S., of course, squares off against longtime rival and one-time colonial power, England. That'll be tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, let's go to the markets. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,172. The S&P opens at 1,086. And the NASDAQ opens at 2218. Coming up, can the United States beat England? It happened once before, but do we have a chance? Can the underdog take down the superpower of soccer? We'll be talking about that in just a few moments.
And in just another few minutes, we will look at the one-year anniversary of the massive protests in Iran. Where is the country's revolutionary spirit now? Coming up.